But he makes it very clear here. He says to her, "Woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come." He says to her, "This is not the occasion. I'll clear your name, but not here." Now, when he was hanging on the cross, and the mother Jesus was standing beneath that cross, remember, he looked down and he said to her, "Woman, behold thy son, and now his hour is come." This is his hour, because he'll die, and in 3 days he'll come back from the dead. And I think when they met yonder in the upper room after his resurrection and ascension, I think Mary could look around, and she was there, and she could look around and say to each one of these disciples, these apostles, she says, "I told you that he was the Son of God." You see, Paul says he's declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by his resurrection from the dead. And so she's asking him to do something that will demonstrate that it will clear her name. And he says, "This is what I'm going to do. Will not clear your name. Mine hour is not yet come." But that hour came, and his resurrection proves who he is, by the way. And by the way, the resurrection proves the virgin birth of Christ. We look at the virgin birth at Christmas time as an isolated fact, but it's connected with his resurrection, friends, because he's who he claimed to be. But now notice what happened. His mother saith unto the servants, "Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it." Well, that's good advice. I've always wanted to preach a Mother's Day sermon on this text, "Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it." My subject would be a mother's advice, and it'd be good advice. "Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it." But I must confess, I never got around to it as a pastor. My, there were so many sermons I wanted to preach and never was able to do it. Now we're told, verse 6, "There was set there 6 water pots of stone after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece." Now our attention is drawn to these 6 water pots. They were used in ceremonial cleansing. This was a poor family, and they were evidently beaten and battered. And they'd been pushed aside, probably put in the back somewhere, so that when they had the wedding and the guests came, no one would see them. And I think our Lord must have embarrassed the family a great deed. He says, "Bring out those water pots."